Hello, and welcome to Every Home Bible School. It's indeed a privilege for me to take this course on hermeneutics. My name is Matthew D. George, residing with my wife, Jessely, here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States of America. I completed my Master of Divinity from Palmer Theological Seminary and pursuing full-time in the ministry and service to God's kingdom. I want to welcome you, our online listener, as you have taken the time out of your busy schedules to come and study God's living word. Indeed, it is a joy for me to welcome you because I understand that in order for you to do this, you must be really a seeker of truth and disciplined to study God's word, as you intentionally have to make time to do this. So may the Lord really bless you and make you prosper in his kingdom as you seek his face. This is an online Bible school, and we know that our classes will be limited to much less minutes wide as in relationship to courses at seminaries or Bible schools. So our time limits will be between 20 and 25 minutes for each class. And if you have any questions or comments, I trust that you can contact me via email through this website. I hope you can do that. We're here to study hermeneutics. And I hear often people say, what is hermeneutics? What does that mean? To provide a succinct, quick definition, hermeneutics is the theory and methodology of scripture interpretation. You'll hear me use that term, hermeneutics, along with another term, exegesis, in this course. Exegesis can be defined as the process in determining the meaning of scripture passages. Again, the process in determining the meaning of scripture passages. Further clarification for exegesis or definition is the goal of exegesis is to determine what the text meant for its original author and hearers. The process of this exegesis in scripture hermeneutics is to really study what this scripture passage really meant for its original author and hearers. In other words, we can say if we really don't know what it meant, we really can't understand what it means. If we really don't know what it meant for them, it'll be hard for us to understand what it means for us today. Let us turn to a scripture portion, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. The Bible reads in the NIV like this, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth." Emphasis given to correctly handles the word of truth. Apostle Paul writes to his son in the ministry, Timothy, a letter. And in that letter, Apostle Paul exhorts him to correctly handle the word of truth as is given to Timothy. How do we do that? That is the process of hermeneutics and the process of exegesis, correctly handling the word of truth. Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, as I said, a letter. Anytime you have a letter that you receive from anybody, we have to read the letter in its entirety to understand the entire meaning of the letter. Just taking a scripture, a verse, or a sentence from that letter in no way clearly communicates the entire truth of that letter. In order for us to fully understand the letter, we must read it in its entirety. So Apostle Paul writes this letter in the middle of church going through persecution under Nero. And he writes the letter instructing Timothy to persevere through trials, further to guard and preach the gospel. Again, this letter is written instructing Timothy as a father to a son, instructing him, hold on in the middle of your trial. Hold on as the church is going through persecution. In the middle of that, guard the gospel. Let no one come and mislead the people. Guard the gospel. At the same time, don't hold it to yourself, but preach it. Preach it with authority. Probably around 66 to 67 this time, this letter is written. As we look at this scripture portion, we'll use it to sort of help us begin the study for hermeneutics. As I said before, hermeneutics is the theory and methodology of scriptural interpretation, along with exegesis, the process in determining the meaning of scripture passage. Let me give a little bit further explanation of exegesis, which will be what we look to teach in this course. Exegesis, it's not biblical theology. It is the basis for biblical theology, which is the sum total of the biblical message exegeted one passage at a time. Exegesis is not preaching. It is the basis for biblical preaching. In preaching, we go one step beyond exegesis after determining as best possible the points the author was making to the original audience. We seek to determine how to apply the text for audiences today. This means that we need to understand the concrete situations the author addressed so we can address analogous situations today, which require us to think about the writer's situation as best as we can securely reconstruct it. So, hermeneutics, what do we do as we look at a scripture to study it, to correctly teach it? A few things we must remember as we begin this study, just sort of a way of introduction. Let's begin by saying that let us look at scripture with a deep passion to know God. With a deep passion to know God. We don't look at scripture to prove it, to establish it in this course. We look at scripture and say, God, I want to know you more. I want to learn of you more. Jesus said, if you love me, Then feed my sheep, to Peter. Those who do not fall in love with Jesus will never understand, all the joy of studying scripture, or the joy of serving his people, or the joy of serving the Lord. Let's know the Lord. I want to know him, Apostle Paul said. Our earnest desire every day of life is to know the Lord. As we know the Lord, we must fear him. We must revere him. Further, we must be willing to obey. Willing to obey whatever he commands. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Further, in knowing God, we want to know God's heart. The beat of God's heart. And so, the first process of interpreting the Bible, or even begin to talk about exegesis, is to know the Lord, knowing God. Secondly, we look at the scripture, and we look at the context of the scripture. Context of the whole book in general. I don't mean the Bible, I mean the book that one is studying from the Bible, one of the 66. So that you learn the whole book context. At the same time, you want to look at the immediate context. I'll further explain this as we go forward. And we want to be conscious about the background of the context. Background of the context. Cultural backgrounds, historical background. The practices of the people that the book is written to. Practices of people that, of the author who is writing the book. All of these come into picture. At the same time, we don't want to forget the genre of the scripture. Genre is the type of language the scripture is used in its writing. The type of language which is used to write the scripture. And so, genre is so key because we have to use specific ways of exegesis for various kinds of genres. The Bible tells us that fearing God is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1. Fearing God is the beginning of wisdom. And so when we begin this process, let us remember, we begin with an awe and fear as we hold in our hands the divine Word of God. Without this fear, oftentimes what happens is that people will use scripture to prove their own points. For example, if I want to preach on faith, I will simply find a scripture with faith in it and say, okay, let me use the scripture to preach faith. Don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about topical sermons. I'm talking about the process in which we go about using scripture. we should never fall into the temptation to prove our point by using scripture. But we should always look at scripture. We as the instrument used to prove the scripture's point. Whatever the scripture is trying to reveal, whatever the truth the scripture wants to show, we must be only the instrument to come across, simply to point to the truth. I know that many of you are, may not be pastors or preachers. Many of you may be. Many of you are full-time workers, and but at the deep core of your heart, you want to serve the Lord and to study the Word of God. And you know that any time we draw closer to God, we begin with prayer. And so, with the beginning of the study of Scripture, we must always begin with prayer. Prayer has such power to unlock the mysteries of God's Word to His people. We must begin with prayer because it is the key to search the hearts of God. It is the central medium that God uses to communicate to His people after Scripture. Prayer. I encourage you, as you begin a study of Scripture, begin with prayer. Not just a quick prayer, "Oh Lord, help me," but a prayer that is centrally based on asking the Lord to open your ears of the inner, open the eyes of the heart. "Oh Lord, let me receive your truth. Speak to me."
724.
Prayer. After prayer, then we come to choosing the passage of Scripture. Now, if you've already decided to study a certain book, that's great. You already have a book that you want to study. As you want to study that book, the first thing we want to do is ask, why is this book important? Why is it so significant? We want to ask, what is this book, studying this book, help me accomplish in my journey of truth in following Jesus? Identify those areas. And then as you read the book, outline it. Outline it down to the paragraphs. You may ask, how do you do that? Now, if it's a large book, we want to focus on the major themes of the book. But if it's, say, an epistle, something where you can manage, you want to read that book in one sitting. Read it with one sitting. How do you read? Don't simply read it meditating on it. Read it with passion. Read the scriptures with passion. Out loud. Find a place where you can be loud and read it out loud. Professors talk about reading scripture like this in preparation for minimum 5 to 10 times out loud. So after you have outlined the book down to paragraphs, we want to look at setting some limits. Limits. So we call this limits of passage. Discuss where your paragraph and those before and after it begin and end. Now, if you look at versions like the NIV and such, you will see that certain paragraphs have already been defined. But as you study it, let the Holy Spirit illumine your mind. And don't just go with what's already there as far as paragraphs, but really say, I'm going to set my own limits to this passage and understand where does this passage begin and where does the passage end. And so first, let me go over quickly what we talked about today. Hermeneutics, the theory and methodology of scripture interpretation. Exegesis, the process in determining the meaning of scripture passages. We talked about principles for interpretation, key principles. Number one, knowing God. In knowing God, we fear Him. We are willing to obey Him. We want to know His heart. Number two, we want to learn about the context, whole book context and immediate context. We want to learn about the background. We want to learn about the genre. And most of all of this we want to do is rightly divide the word of truth, as Apostle Paul writes to Timothy. I said outline. As you pick your book, outline the book down to paragraph. Prepare an introduction for the book. Discuss the testament it's in, the language it's used, the genre, theme, purpose, or reason for writing the book for the author. Who is the author and all about him? The conditions of authorship, the date of the book, the audience, who and all about them. Hello. Opponents of this audience, who and all about them. Special history, special geography. Obviously, along with that, we want to study the principle of the scripture passage. Then we come to the limits of passage. Discuss where your paragraph and those before and after it begin and end. With this, I'm going to end the first session class of this course. May the Lord richly bless you and hope that this time that you spend was well worth it. And may the Lord richly bless you and prosper you. God bless you. Bye-bye.